Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Trina Needy, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 20th, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I've got a great show lined up for you today. We have a very special guest who's going to join us in a little bit. Sierra Black, entrepreneur, writer, and public relations expert, is joining us today to give us some tips and insights on what public relations is all about. Also, we've had awesome topics all this month as we continue with the theme, Dare to Dream. And today, I'll be sharing with you four must-take actions to jumpstart your dreams and your goals. Other things that we're going to be discussing today, I'm going to hopefully get a great book excerpt in from the book Successful Women Think Differently by Valerie Burton, a renowned life coach. And also, I'm going to share some new happenings and things that are going on over at WomenAboutBiz.com. So definitely you will want to share the show today. Please make sure that you are always letting others know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. One of the things that I take pride in is that this is not a show that's just going to give you a lot of puff air. This is a show that is indeed about giving you resources, about giving you tips, how to, that valuable information on how to move your life and your business to the next level, which is so very, very important. So if you've been talking to other business women, other associates, a friend, a family member, and they've been sharing with you that they need more support or they have an idea for a business or they're trying to accomplish some goals, then Successful Woman Radio is an excellent source for them. What I am asking each of you to do today is to just flash over on another line. You know, if you're on your cell phone, flash over and dial the number of an associate or someone that you know that needs to hear the show and let them know to dial in to 347-637-2589. Again, that's 347-637-2589. And, of course, for all of you who are listening straight from your laptops and your desktops, your smart devices, thank you so much as you continue to shout out and give information about Successful Woman Radio on your social networks. So please continue to do that. And, of course, anyone that wants to listen straight from their desktop can go to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. For those of you that are still taking notes on this and writing, let me call out that number again for you where people can dial straight into the show and listen from their phone, 347-637-2589. Wow, I have had somewhat of a transformational weekend. I made a decision to go ahead and just start revamping and, again, making some changes in the structure of my business. And I, you know, have learned a lot lately from, you know, books that I've read, coaches that I've had sessions with, and, you know, just decided to make some changes. And so I'll be sharing a few of those changes with you a little later on in the show. But I want to remind all of you who are frequent listeners of the show that you definitely may want to, you know, have a spiral-bound notebook and designate a notebook that you keep just for the Successful Woman Radio Show, because we give out so many tips and resources. And there are so many ways that you can utilize all of the information, not just with yourself, but also you can share the information. If you're writing articles, you can go back to some of the things that I've talked about, and it can serve as research information. And as always, you know, just make sure that you cite the source if you use any of the material, but you're free to do so. Also, it allows you to have great notes to implement new strategies and ideas into your own business. So as you take notes all throughout the year, you can have a notebook just chock full of information that can become very, very valuable to you. So again, you know, a lot of people have been sharing with me that they have started their Successful Woman Radio Journal and that they, you know, they have great notes. And I've even had people to go back and send me an email and ask me questions about shows maybe 2 or 3 months ago because they were reading your journal and they had questions about what it was we discussed at that time. So again, you know, it's nothing like listening to good solid information, but it becomes even more powerful not only when you listen to it, but when you write it down. So make sure you take advantage and do that. Also, I want to remind everyone that is listening on the show today to go to successfulwomanradio.com, and if you haven't already, make sure that you sign up for our weekly e-news information. You know, our goal is not to bombard you with a lot of information, but we do want to let you know what the upcoming show is going to be about. So please make sure you put your information on the right-hand side of the sign-up box, and that way we can keep you updated. Another thing I want to share with you is I have been reading some seriously good books, and I want to remind everybody to pick up a copy of Donna Satchel's book, Just Get Serious About Success. Now, you can go to Donna's website, justgetserious.com, and learn all about what she does. She's a wonderful motivational speaker, but she's also an expert in structure and helping an individual to really pinpoint and focus. So, again, I want to recommend Donna's book. And, of course, today we're going to be reading from Successful Women Think Differently with renowned coach Valerie Burton. And another book that I just absolutely love, and I actually have it on my desk now, is E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Now, you know, I've talked about this book a whole lot, and I've recommended to a lot of people that they have this book. I consider it a business Bible of sorts because there's just so much wisdom and so much knowledge. Michael Gerber has gone through a lot in his lifetime becoming an entrepreneur and fine-crafting the art of being a leader in business. And one of the things that I really admire him for is that he never gave up. If you research on the Internet and read his bio and learn a little bit about Michael Gerber, the author of The E-Myth, you're going to learn that in his early days, and actually early years, because I believe that he went through, you know, a decade or so failing in business, and he had such a passion for wanting to create something of his own, to be an entrepreneur, that he was just bound on learning what it took for an entrepreneur to be extremely successful. And so through his failures, you are going to learn so much in the E-Myth. And he has literally helped hundreds of thousands of people to turn their business around through systemizing and creating a process for the way everything is done. One of the things that I really, really like that he believes, and I have adopted the same belief, is that even if you have the smallest of businesses, you still need to structure and systemize your business like a franchise. In other words, you need to make sure that everything is documented and you need to have instructions for the way everything should be ran. And someone should be able to take your operational guide and run your business based on your instructions, even if you're not there. And if you can do that, if you can systemize your business, then things will run a lot smoother, and you'll have incredible clarity. I know that I do. So, again, those are some of the books that I am reading, and, of course, I shared with someone the other day, you know, that I am such an avid book reader that I read books like you're flipping through channels on a television, you know. I may read a chapter of this book here and then mark it, set it down, and read another chapter of another book. And, of course, you know, when the Kindle was invented, They should have done that because, of course, it made me even more of a book fanatic. So on my iPad, I have Kindle, and I mean, I must have at least a couple hundred books on my Kindle on my iPad, and I can honestly say that I absolutely love it. So I read that way as well. But reading has enhanced my life to the point that I really attribute reading, and not just reading, but taking advantage of the wisdom of other people and applying it and learning and, you know, and using it as a foundation to grow. So I really want to encourage all of you who are listening on the show that, listen, you need to incorporate reading in your daily life, in your daily activity, which is so very, very important. Again, make sure that you have your pen and your notepads ready today. You're going to get some great information. 4 must take actions to jumpstart your dreams and goals. And also we have a special guest that I'll be bringing on in just a little bit, Sierra Black, who is a PR specialist. And she's going to be talking about, you know, public relations, what it is, and sharing some tips and, with us today. Also, I am going to be, as I said before, reading an incredible excerpt from Successful Women Think Differently. So this is the time now, again, to go ahead and flash over on another line and call your business associates, other individuals that you know could use this wise information today. The dial-in number, again, is 347-637-2589. It's about 12 minutes after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I'm Trina Newby, your host and success coach. At this time, I want to go ahead and I want to introduce to you Sierra Black. I want to read a little bit of information about who she is and what she does. Sierra Black is a public relations specialist and expert. She's an entrepreneur. She's a mom. And she is an excellent writer. And she loves and has a passion for helping people to learn how to promote themselves through the art of public relations. She is the owner of the Atlanta-based full-service PR boutique, CRB Public Relations. Formerly Trilogy Marketing Communications, CRB Public Relations specializes in media relations, community outreach, and professional writing services found within the public relations industry. And I went on the website and I love their mission, and it says, you know, CRB Public Relations' mission is to grant clients the platform they need in order for their organization to succeed by equalizing the playing field in the facet of public relations. I really, really love that. So I would like to introduce to you our listening audience today, Sierra Black. Sierra, are you there?
I am here, Trina. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Wonderful. Welcome to Successful Woman Radio. I first want to just point out to our listening audience how awesome it is when you can not know someone, but see them on Facebook and LinkedIn and connect with them and then make wonderful things happen. That is just such a beautiful thing, and that's how we met. I think we first probably met, I think it was through either Facebook or LinkedIn, and then you signed up on our social network, and then I connected with you, and it's been wonderful getting to know you, and I look forward to knowing you more. For those of you, again, who are listening to the show, this is Sierra Black. She's a public relations specialist, and Sierra, please just share a little bit about yourself and why you got into public relations.
Okay. But before I get started, Trina, first of all, I just want to say thank you to you for developing this platform to reach women and not only give us confidence, but more importantly, to empower us. So thank you very much for your organization. And I believe we first met on Twitter. I believe
okay.
We first met on Twitter. But in any case,
yeah. One of the social networks.
It was social media. Isn't social media wonderful? So we can certainly
fantastic.
Create that to benefit. But as you mentioned, yes, my background is, my company is public relations, but my background is communications. And as you mentioned, I am such an advocate, I guess, for the underdog, that I really and truly enjoy helping other people build their businesses. I appreciate putting other people in the spotlight so that others can know the good that they're doing. It's very hard for smaller businesses as well as organizations, because I also have a strong interest in nonprofits, to bring awareness to the good that they do. And as you mentioned, the playing field is unequal. If you're a larger organization, then you can immediately pay for the advertisement, for the television commercials and such. But when you're a small business owner, you do not have those resources. So therefore, we really need to reach out and extend a hand to that truly needs our help.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about it just a little bit about how a lot of the times business women who are very small business owners, meaning, you know, they feel that they have not, that they're not making the amount of money to have a full-time public relations specialist. They tend to just drop the ball altogether. So how important is public relations to solo entrepreneurs? Because, as you know, many women, even if they're making what's considered a good income in their own business, most of them are working from home and they are solo entrepreneurs. So how important is public relations?
You know, that is a very good question, Trina, and you're right. Public relations seems to intimidate a lot of people, particularly small business owners, and particularly women, because they think that they cannot afford it. But let me just give you a quick statistic. CNN.com reported that 65% of employment and economic growth sits on the shoulders of small businesses. And then Forbes magazine recognized and boasted that Atlanta is the second highest percentage of self-employed minorities, and we know that's including women in 52 metropolitan areas. So we see that most of the support and job creation is from small businesses. But how do they become known? How do we funnel that growth, that financial growth? And that is by means of PR. The myth of the matter, the truth of the matter is that PR is affordable. It is an investment, though. That's the first thing you have to realize. It is an investment. But generally, as far as our organization is concerned, we are mindful of the small business owner, so therefore we've developed pricing strategies. We pretty much try to work within that business owner's budget. They may not have the money to encompass a whole campaign, but what do they have the money for? And with that, we try to strategize. Okay, this is how much you have. This is what we can do. Any effort that is made to heighten your awareness is a step in the right direction. So it is so important to let others know what you're doing. Otherwise, if no one knows about you, what happens? Your door's closed. And we know generally that is the case with small business owners. So we really try to prevent that from happening, and we really try to work with the small business owners.
Wow. Now, at the minimum, can you talk about some of those things when a businesswoman is on a very tight budget? At the minimum, what should a businesswoman be doing public relations-wise?
Okay, that's a good question as well. I just read an article this morning, and the debate was whether or not a new business actually needed PR. And my wholehearted viewpoint and take on that is they absolutely do. And the best time to get the PR is when they first open, because public relations is all about capturing what is newsworthy. What is the best time to capture what you're doing? From the beginning. You are newsworthy when you open those doors. And if your product, it all depends on your product and service as well. That plays a great deal into it. But let's say if that may not be the case, and let's just say you have something that, you know, may have been going on for a while, you have to strategize. How can this become newsworthy? What can I attach it to become newsworthy? So at minimum, when you first open those doors, that should be a huge announcement. You should celebrate that. You should bring as many people in as you can at that time to welcome you. Because generally speaking, when someone opens up a new shop, a lot of people are very supportive. You know, newly opened, you know, grand opening. Everyone is there to support them. So that is the minimal. At most, when you first open those doors, that is the first step in gaining PR coverage. Now, thereafter, anytime you introduce a new product, a new service, or a new key employee, that is the time, too, that you want to make sure you are letting the public know who's coming on board or what changes have been made. So that is at least that's the least. When you ask the minimum, that is the minimum that you should be doing, making sure people know what's going on within your organization. That is the least one can do.
Absolutely. And I think as you are sharing that, and that's good information, Sierra, as you're sharing that, I'm thinking about the fact that a lot of women have a tendency to look at possibly public relations and say, okay, can it bring me in some right now money? In other words, if I send a press release out, am I going to make hundreds of thousands of dollars the next day? You know, and I believe that women have this grander thing going on, and not really understanding, you know, that public relations have to be consistent in order for you to start branding yourself and getting some results. Correct?
Right. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is a process. It is an investment in your future. It is not an overnight get-rich-quick scheme at all. But what it does is it lays the foundation for you to grow. We're interested not only in opening the doors, but we want to keep our doors open. And while they're open, we don't want to just be sustainable. We want to grow. And the only way you can do that is by investing in yourself. If you do not invest in yourself, then why should I, as the consumer, invest in you? So you have to think of it in different ways. But I am finding with small business owners, the main thing, the first thing I always do is try to educate them as to what PR consists of, because we generally do not consider that. And I always speak that when a business plan is being developed, they may have a slim marketing budget, but at least it's on a line item. You rarely, if ever, see PR as a line item by itself with a budget. And that is a misconception that truly is a disadvantage to the small business owner. The larger organizations know that, but the small ones do not. So I'm a big advocate as far as educating small business owners as to not only what PR consists of, but more importantly, the benefits and the value of PR, because we want them to stay open.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping that those of you who are in a part of our listening audience today, I'm hoping that you realize and understand that marketing is very, very important, but public relations is another technique that you really need to be utilizing. And this goes back again to the fact that as a businesswoman, you know, it's so easy to come up with a business idea and then just think you're supposed to print some business cards and then go out and start, you know, just saying, hey, I have a business. And give me your money and I'll provide this service or product. But it doesn't work that way. And I think a well thought out business strategy is just so very important. You know, it used to be that, you know, everybody was on the bandwagon about, you know, you need to do your business plan. And I am an advocate of business plans, but I am more of an advocate of a business strategy, which is a little bit different. It incorporates some of the same elements of a business plan, but the strategy is your how-to. It's basically saying, because I've researched all of this information, this is how I'm going to take action in implementing and getting the word out about my business and as a result. So public relations has to be a part of that strategy, right? And if it's not, something's wrong.
But you're absolutely right. It certainly is, and I do like that what you said. It is a strategy that's going to move your company forward. It's not the plan. It's the strategy. It's the execution of it. So everything can look great on paper, but if there's no action behind it, you're not moving anywhere. And that's exactly what PR does. It helps you move forward. And that's why I say when people think they don't have the money for it, any investment, any budget you have should be put towards moving your business forward. If it's baby steps, that's fine. If they're giant steps, that's even better. But any investment in PR is moving your business forward, and that's something that has to be understood from the beginning, because we do not want a person to think, you know, PR, I did this one thing and, you know, nobody's coming. But it's a process. It is a process, but it is a well-thought-out, strategically planned process, and it is definitely worth investing in yourself.
Definitely so. One thing I was looking at, Sierra, and I just want to just call it out right now to our listening audience, is that you have an absolutely beautiful website. It speaks volumes about what you do, and I want everybody to take a look at it. It's CierraPR.com. That's C-I-E-R www.tr.com.
Thank you,
Trina. Probably one of the best websites that I have seen. And if you were in some contest, you would probably be the winner. It was beautiful. And like I said before, it speaks volumes about public relations and how you can help people, and I absolutely love it. So congratulations on that. Now,
Thank you.
Know that you have a very wonderful event coming up here in the Metro Atlanta, Georgia area. So for those of you that listen to the show and are in South Carolina, North Carolina, consider coming on up here. Tell us about the event that's coming up.
Yes, the name of the event is called Building Bridges for Small Business. As I mentioned, I am first a small business advocate. Before anything, I'm advocating for small businesses, whether they're my clients or not. And Building Bridges for Small Businesses, the efforts and the purpose is to try to help small businesses get the resources they need. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. you hear people say that there are no resources for small businesses, but that is so untrue. There are so many resources for small business owners, but they are just not aware of them. So the effort is to mm-hmm. get these resources to the business owners. We have, first of all, Small Business Administration. They have tons of resources. But even mm-hmm. if you don't go to mm-hmm. that route, and they have so many, but even if you don't go to that route, as a PR professional, I come across so many professions. You know, I have a tax attorney that will be there speaking strictly on small business taxes. I have, mm-hmm. I have a strategic planner who helps small businesses set up their operation. I have a leadership coach. You know how important coaching is. Just as with the sport, mm-hmm. everyone needs a business coach. And I am happy to announce, I just got off the phone right before calling in, that the City of College Park Mayor Vice Chair Joan Carr will be there also. So we're mm-hmm. gaining a mm-hmm. lot of support for these efforts. This is an initiative. This is going to be my first hosting, but I plan on taking it throughout the city of Atlanta. It is a free event at this time, as long as we can continue convincing these sponsors to come on board and share their information and knowledge, hopefully it will remain free. But those are the efforts just to make that connection from small business startup to sustainable and growing business. And I think it's so important for small business owners to make the connection and go through someone that you trust. So those are the efforts for this event here.
And again, I think that's very important because as women, I believe as a businesswoman, this is one of our responsibilities. You don't have to be a life coach to reach out to other women, other people, and share
right.
the resources on how to
right.
run and grow your small business. That should just be a part of the blessing that we give out.
Yeah.
Because others have probably helped us, and if others haven't helped us, that should be even more encouragement to get out there and help and share with what you have. Please give us the date and where this is going to be held.
It is going to be held in City of College Park, Hotel Indigo. It's held on May 29th at 6 p.m. And you mentioned about being helped, Trina. There's a quote that I live by, Althea Gibson. It says, regardless of what you accomplish, someone helped you. So even if someone does not need my PR services at the time, I feel impelled to help them make the connections of the services they do need.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank
I like
you so
that.
Much for allowing me to come on your show and share with your listeners about what's coming up and how we can help them move forward.
Wonderful. And again, that's Building Bridges for Small Businesses happening here in Metro Atlanta, the City of College Park, Hotel Indigo, on the 29th of this month, May, at 6 p.m. Sierra, is there a specific website that they can go to learn more about this event?
Yes, if they actually go to my website, CIERPR.com, and go under the events tab, there is an event flyer. It takes you directly to that link, or they can go through Eventbrite and type in Building Bridges for Small Business.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Sierra, as I told you before, we want to definitely have you on the show in June,
I'm very excited to
let everyone know that our topic, our theme for the whole month of June is shameless self-promotion. I'm very excited about that topic, and so we're going to have Sierra come back and go more in depth into public relations and give us some specific tips. Sierra, thank you so much, and I'm so happy that we met on Twitter. And look at what happens when you reach out to individuals.
Yes.
And again, And, Sierra, I'm always sharing with the listening audience at Successful Woman Radio about social networking and how to properly do it. But it's not just enough to friend and link up with people just to have a bunch of pictures on your social media page. You really need to send messages and connect with those individuals and invite them for connection calls so you can really learn how you can help one another. And that's what's so very, very important. So Sierra and I are a very good example of what
technology
happens.
Can truly work for you. Yes, technology does work. But it, as you mentioned, it's the way you get it to work for you. So I'm glad we were able to make the connection. And I'm sure it's because some information that you actually shared on Twitter that attracted me to your to your tweet. So that's exactly how we make that connection. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we look forward to you coming back on the show next month in June for our theme, Shameless Self-Promotion. And I'm hopefully going to be able to make it to the event, and I want to encourage all of you who are in the metro Atlanta area, especially that if you can make it, again, it's on Wednesday, May 29th, Building Bridges for Small Business. There's going to be a meet and greet community mixer and at Atlanta Hotel Indigo, and I'm excited. So, again, to learn more about this event and about Sierra, please visit her website, sierrapr.com. Sierra,
right,
we will
Trina,
talk soon, and thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me share something with your listeners real quick, because the invite is only extended to 50 small business owners, but anyone who registers from your show, when they do the second part of their registration, please make sure they know that they are coming based upon hearing your show, and I will make sure they get in, because we have actually reached 50 invitees already, but I do not want to turn anyone away. So when there's two parts of the registration. When they do that second half and they have to provide all their information, please make sure they put women about business, and I will make sure they get in.
Okay, you guys hear that? Either put Successful Woman Radio or Women About Biz in that referral box so that you will definitely get a guaranteed pass into that.
That's right.
So thank you.
That's absolutely correct.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Thank you, Trina.
Wonderful.
I look forward to seeing you then. If not, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you are so welcome. And again,
all right, bye-bye.
For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And we just finished talking to Sierra Black, who is a public relations expert here in the metro Atlanta area. And Sierra will be on the show again next month as we talk about shameless self-promotion. She is hosting a free event, Building Bridges for Small Business, again on this month, the 29th at 6 p.m. And to learn more about it, just simply go to sierrapr.com, click on events in the top pink menu bar, and you'll see information about the event from there. It is 12:33 after the hour, and in just a few seconds, I'm going to be talking to you guys about our fantastic subject, 4 months, take action to jumpstart your dreams and your goals. But before I do that, I bet you thought I forgot about something, but I did. I have some very, very important questions that I want to go over with you. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Absolutely. It's all about the one-hour gift. And, of course, the one-hour gift is so very, very important because it allows us to really ask ourselves some of the most important questions of the day, every day, that will help us to really stop living life on the surface so much and forgetting about what's most important, but live life a little bit under the surface. And you're going to hear me talk about that in just a little bit. So let's quickly go over the 5 questions to ask yourself daily. And again, for those of you that are new to this concept, the one-hour gift is really all about taking at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful. Here are the 5 questions that we recommend you ask yourself. Number one, what results would I like to see in my life and business today? If we would just stop, take a deep breath, and ask just that one question, I think that we'll have very different results at the end of the day. Here's question number 2. Have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? As I say all the time, you'd be very surprised at the number of women that literally never take a look at their calendar or schedule. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of business women out there who are not even maintaining or keeping a calendar. So again, I want to encourage you that in order to really properly be a leader in your business, that means you have to have structure. That means that you have to pay close attention to how you are handling the time that is being allotted to you on a daily basis. Remember, as time passes by, you can't recapture it, but you can plan on how to handle it before you get it, right? Absolutely. Number three, are business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Again, are business activities on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Now, this is a biggie because, you know, I'm still finding and talking to a lot of my coaching clients that we're not paying enough close attention to the activities that are on our calendar. But really, all of the activities outside of your personal lives, doctor's appointments, you know, personal meetings, and different things like that, in reference to business, all activities really should be helping you to accomplish the goals that you have set for your business. That's what the activities should be supporting. And so you really have to make sure that you stay out of that lane of being busy, just busy for the sake of being busy, which I know we have probably all experienced that at one time or another. As an example, have you ever felt that you were so busy on the phone, ripping and running, doing errands throughout the day, you know, flipping paper all over the place, desk packed with a lot of information and what have you, but at the end of the week, you can't even see the money that you have made. You know, that is busy being busy. And so, again, what this whole exercise is about is helping you to create some structure, but also helping you to invest in yourself and put you first by giving yourself this one-hour give. Here's question number four. Who do I need to follow up with today? That's so very, very important. Again, I used Sierra and I, and we are building a new relationship in business. I used us as an example because we met through Twitter, and then from there, I think we friended each other on Facebook and then friended each other on LinkedIn. And then, of course, we got the opportunity to have a connection call and talk with one another personally. And, you know, and it's going to grow from there. I know that it will. And so that is all because of follow-up. That one thing, follow-up, is so very, very powerful. And so I'm here to say that if you feel that you don't have anything to follow up on or anyone to follow up with, you're wrong. You know, I always point out the fact that it amazes me that some people tell me that they have 500, 1,000, 2,000, and some even 3,000 friends on Facebook, but they don't have anybody to follow up with. That's a problem that I want you guys to take note of, and I want you to not believe that you don't have anyone to follow up with. Social media, social networking is so very, very important, but you've got to take it off of the computer screen and bring it into reality by making connection calls. And for some of you, if you have 500 or 1,000 friends, you have enough people right there to keep you busy for the rest of the year and making connection calls and discovering how you can help each other. So, again, keep that in mind. Number five, what results have I seen in my marketing? Again, what results have I seen in my marketing? Well, marketing really is the cornerstone of all business because without being able to attract individuals to your company, it's not going to work. And, you know, a real quick test to determine whether your marketing plan is working or not is, are you getting phone calls on a daily basis of people interested in your service? Are you getting emails? Are people communicating with you in some way that they're interested in what you have? Are people referring other people to you? You see, if all of these things are happening but happening with no consistency, then you know that you're not getting the results that you need to be in marketing. It means you've got to go back to the drawing board. Well, by asking ourselves this question every single day, it keeps it important in our minds, and it helps us to understand just how important it is that we need to be working and fine-tuning our marketing strategy, and I should say our marketing/PR strategy on a daily basis. So again, those are the five questions that I recommend that you ask yourself as you invest the one-hour gift on a daily basis. At this time, what I want to do is I want to go ahead and start talking about four must-take actions to jumpstart your dreams and goals. So again, if you did not get your pen and notepad out yet, this is really, really a good time to do so, because we are going to be talking and discussing some things that I think really, if you are a person who is ready to dare dream and to take the challenge to accomplish your dreams and your goals, then you're going to definitely want these four must-take actions. I want to start off with just saying it has just been such a pleasure, and it has been such a blessing to me to cover this topic of Dare to Dream during the months of April and May. I have received overwhelming emails and responses from women who have shared that definitely the show has struck a chord with them, and that they really realize that they need to improve how they handle their business dreams, their ideas, their goals. I've had women to schedule power talks with me and, you know, reach out and ask for the help, which I encourage you to do on every show. So, again, you know, I just want to thank everybody for, again, being a part of the wonderful Dare to Dream theme that we have been discussing over the last couple of months. Last week, we really had the opportunity to really talk about things that you need to do to take action on your dreams and your goals. And we actually discussed some skills that you needed to be able to really pursue your dreams. And I want to go ahead and give you those five skills again before we start talking about the four must-take actions this week. So the skills that we said needed to really be in place are, number one is the skill of elimination. You needed to know how to eliminate people, places, and things out of your way that really were not contributing positively to your dreams. Number two, you need the skill of prioritizing. You need to know what you want to, which dream you want to work on first, and then what should be done from a strategy position first, second, third, and so on. Number three, we said that you need the skill of implementation, because it's one thing to make a to-do list of things that you need to get done, but you also need to go ahead and know how to actually implement all of those to-do items. And then the fourth skill was the skill of delegation, which is so very, very important. You may be a solo entrepreneur, but you are not alone in managing and growing your business to the next level. You must become a leader in your business and know how to delegate some of the things that you need done to others. Number five was leadership, which is probably the icing on the cake, is that you need the skill of leadership. You need to know how to work on your business and not necessarily in your business, but you need to be able to have a bird's eye view of what's happening with your business and what you need to do to make your business grow to the next level. You are the leader. You are the general that is driving that, and leadership skills must be there in order to make that happen. Now, whether you feel that you have these skills or not, what you need to understand is that these are some of the most important skills you need in order to take yourself to the next level, in order to claim your wealth, in order to see things happening in a positive manner. These are the things that you need. So I want you all to make a commitment to yourselves as you hear these five skills: elimination, prioritizing, implementation, delegation, and leadership. I want you to make a commitment to yourself that you will develop these skills, that you will not next week or next year, but you will take some time out this week to determine how you will start learning and how you will start getting help to improve and strengthen these skills, okay? Very, very important. And now we're going to go ahead and move on to today's topic in our theme, Dare to Dream, 4 months take actions to jumpstart. So we're gonna talk about the skills. Now let's look at some of the actions as well. Here's action number one. Stop allowing past experiences and habits that don't contribute to your growth to dictate to you what you should be doing with your dreams and your goals. Stop doing that, because that is not going to help you. You know, it amazes me the impact that others have on another person's life, and yet it happens day in and day out. You have to stop allowing also experiences from your childhood, experiences from your teenage life, your early adult life, and even experiences just yesterday. You've got to stop allowing experiences to impact you in a negative manner to the point to where you just give up on your dreams and your goals, or you don't even care anymore about taking action. You cannot allow that, okay? Number two, you need to do what's best for you. And this is something that my mom taught me, and I have heard this wisdom come from many women, Maya Angelou in particular. Do what's best for you. You know, sometimes as women, we have a tendency to want instant gratification. We want what we want. A good example of that is when we're shopping for clothes, jewelry, cosmetics, material items. We have a tendency to want to buy into the instant gratification movement. But that's not always what's best for us. As a matter of fact, some of this instant gratification has led many of us into debt. We'll be very, very careful about that. So doing what's best for you. A lot of people have asked me before when I've used this term in workshops and teleclasses, you know, Trina, well, what if I don't know what's best for me? So I want to tell you, how do you know if something is best for you? Here are just three simple signs. Number one, does it allow you to spring your life forward? In other words, can you see a positive movement towards your goal and your dream, okay? Here's the second. Does it embrace your life positively, okay? Does it embrace your life positively? And then the third thing is that does it bring you joy? You know, we have an internal meter that lets us know when something is right and when it's wrong. We may not be able to verbalize it, but also we have an internal meter that gives us a feeling. And we need to start paying attention to that. We call it gut instinct. So does it bring you joy? Does it give you that warm, fuzzy feeling? Does it make you feel like you can accomplish anything in the world and like you have become accomplished? Now, I'm, you know, of course, shopping and spending $1,000 that you don't have will give you a buzz too. But for these purposes, and I'm sure a bunch of you are laughing about that right now, but for this purpose, I'm wanting you to first of all do the test of saying, does it allow you to spring forward? Does it embrace your life positively? And then last, look at how it makes you feel. So sometimes you have to do what's best for you, okay, which is most important. And I should say all of the time. Number three, in 4 months, take action to jumpstart your dreams and goals, okay? It's important to live beneath the surface, okay? I first learned about this concept of going beneath the surface through reading the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And one of the things that he talks about, he says you can look out in the ocean and see an iceberg, and an iceberg is just, it puts you in awe. It's magnificent. It's beautiful. It's white. It's huge. And some icebergs go down hundreds of miles in the ocean. But he says one thing you may not be knowing is that outside of the iceberg, up out of the water, is all of the beautiful white part, and that's its beauty. But what you may not know is underneath the water of the iceberg, it's a little bit dirty. It's dark. And that is where a lot of the refining is going on. That is where a lot of the work is going on. But he says sometimes in life, we need to really examine ourselves beneath the surface. We need to go beneath the surface to look at our lives. And I want you guys to understand that it's so very, very important for us to go beneath the surface, because believe it or not, that's where our true feelings are, okay? Oftentimes we get caught up in surface life. And what is surface life? Well, that's that busy being busy. You know, we wake up, we eat, we either go to work, start the business, you know, go throughout the day doing the repetitive habits that we have trained ourselves to do, brush our teeth, cook, wash our clothes, do different things, all these different chores and life tasks. But we go on doing that without examining beneath the surface. And as a result, it's not very, it's not hard to go 10 and 20 years without having gone beneath the surface, which is where the truth lies about yourself. It's where your innermost feelings reside about what you want out of life. And so that's why sometimes it's not very uncommon for a woman who is in her 20s to let 20 years roll by before she really has visited the beneath the surface of her life. And then something clicks and happens. She visits the surface, beneath the surface, and realizes that she has not accomplished what it is that she wants to do in life. Well, what we have to start doing, ladies, is we have to really start visiting beneath the surface a lot earlier than what we are doing. And I believe that we have to visit beneath the surface every single day. You know, when I visit beneath the surface, sometimes I find out things that I don't like about myself. Sometimes I discover that what I thought I wanted, I really didn't want. Sometimes I discover new ideas, new dreams, new goals, new visions. I discover a lot. And so that is why living beneath the surface is so very, very important. Here's the last part of the four must-take actions to jumpstart your dreams and goals. Ladies, you must embrace your challenges. You must embrace your failures. And what do I mean by embrace? Well, what I mean by that is that you have to own it. Don't ignore it, and don't try to push it up under the carpet as though it's not your failure, as though it's not your challenge. Don't try to push it up under the carpet, because that's not going to help you at all. And it's important for you to know and to understand that. You have got to start embracing your challenges, whatever they may be, and your failures, but you have to embrace them with the understanding that you're going to find solutions from them. You know, one of the things that I say is I help a lot of women day in and day out is that women learn more from my failures, because if I can prevent someone from going in the wrong direction, I am going to do it. I'm going to share that failure, and I'm going to say this is why you need to go this route, which is so very, very important. I think there are so many life lessons in failures. And so one of the things that I have heard recently that I really like, and actually I should say that I read, Dolly Burton, who is just a wonderful life coach. I have listened to her in several teleseminars and heard her live. She had a saying of fail forward. In other words, allow your failures to push you forward instead of pushing you backwards. And I really, really like that. And so I want to encourage you that if you don't embrace your failures, instead of allowing your failures to discourage you from moving forward with the dream, if you've started three or four businesses or even 20 or 30 businesses and they have not succeeded, don't allow those failures or those setbacks to discourage you from moving forward with your dream and your goal. You have to push forward. And, of course, that has a lot to do with that unshakable faith that I talk about so very, very much. And what is unshakable faith? It's a level of belief in yourself that's so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on your dreams and your goals. Isn't that beautiful? The Spirit gave me that. And so that is how you know that you have a higher level of belief in yourself when you don't need anyone else motivating you, really, because you're going to take action on it. You're not going to start worrying ahead of time about whether it's going to fail or not. Your goal is to do all of the necessary things to help it to be successful. So there you have it, ladies. 4 must-take actions to jumpstart your dreams and your goals. Stop allowing past experiences and habits to interfere. 2, do what's best for you. 3, live beneath the surface of life. Look beneath inside of you to know what it is that you really want. And remember to start listening to your gut instinct. So very important. 4 is embrace your challenges and your fears. Embrace them, own them, but move forward with them. Don't allow them to push you back. In other words, let them move you forward by the lessons learned. And take those lessons learned and turn them into positive skills and attributes that have refined you and made you such a beautiful mold, a beautiful creation. I want to read to you quickly an excerpt from the book, Successful Women Think Differently by Valerie Burton. I want to read to you The Power of Sticking to It on page 111 of the book. She says, the passion for stretching yourself and sticking to it, even when it's not going well, is the hallmark of the growth mindset. She says, Dr. Carol Dweck explains in her book, Mindset, so what's your mindset when it comes to the most important goal in your life? Are you passionate and relentless? Do you take steps toward it every single day? She says, passion certainly fuels perseverance, and discipline often requires that stick-to-it spirit. For a fortunate few, discipline and self-control come more naturally. In fact, it can be a signature strength. But for most of us, it requires a serious commitment of effort. She goes on to say that many people for whom success is an elusive brush, they brush off their failure by insisting that successful people never feel fear and they are immensely talented and naturally lucky. Nothing could be further from the truth. Successful women, she says, feel fear, but through a growth mindset, they learn to move forward in spite of their fears. Many successful women are quite talented, but are not any more than a whole lot of other less successful women. But they continually hone their skills. They are not afraid to shed light on areas where they can improve. They practice with great discipline their skills they need in order to move forward. They make decisions and stick with them through faith and perseverance. They encounter luck, but they usually don't call it that. They know that when opportunity strikes, the only way to be lucky is to be prepared, and preparation takes discipline. Therefore, she says, the key to developing self-control is to remember that it is like a muscle. You build it up over time. When you first begin exercising it, it won't feel fun. It will hurt. You won't feel like doing it again the next day because your muscles are sore. Since self-control is like a muscle, though, you must remember that it is a very limited resource and it can become fatigued. When practiced in challenging but not overwhelming doses, the muscle can become strengthened. And again, this is in the topic, The Power of Sticking to It, page 111, in the book, Successful Women Think Differently. Well, we have come towards the end of the show. And again, I want to thank Ciara Black for being on the show today. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for being such an integral part of the show. Remember to practice your one-hour gift every single day. And I want to leave you today, not necessarily with an affirmation, but with a quote that I came up with and put on Twitter and got an enormous response from it. So here is the quote. Okay? If your business is not going in the direction you would like it to, stop the car, pull over, okay? and create or look for better directions. Don't keep going. So if your business isn't going in the direction you want it to, pull over. Stop the car. Get better directions. Don't keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result, because it's not going to happen, okay? And many of you listening to the show today need to pull the car over. You need to stop and you need to get better directions. So, again, I want to encourage you, make sure you request that pilot talk with me so we can brainstorm on how to get better directions to grow your business and start getting the revenue that you want in your company on a consistent level. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, click on Coaching Center, and over in the right-hand column, just click on Schedule Power Talk, okay? And that's how you can connect with me. And, of course, Power Talks are free. They are one-hour sessions, basically, that we brainstorm and look at challenges and try to come up with solutions and ideas that can help to move you forward. That's all I have for today. I hope that you ladies have enjoyed our show today. And don't forget to visit Successful Woman Radio and sign up for our e-newsletter. And also, if you're not participating in the social network at Women About Biz, you might want to start with getting ready to have some incredible prizes on the social network. So, again, pay attention to that. I look forward to next Monday, the 29th, as we wrap up our theme, Dare to Dream, and move on into our new theme for June, Shameless Self-Promotion. This is Trina Newby saying have a positive and productive week. Take care, everybody.